Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 9 of Right to the Source. It is ridiculously hot in the UK, and I'm here, as ever, with the Donny Wahlberg of data, Mr. Ed Birkin. Ed, how are you?
I am very well, thank you, Robin. Just back from Madrid, where it was also boiling hot at Willem's Fantastic Gaming in Spain conference.
Excellent.
Where there's myself and a couple of your colleagues as well, actually. Ava and Lily spoke, and it was a... Yeah, it was a great event, Spanish and Latin markets.
Excellent. And I hear you had a junior panellist, sub-panellist role.
Well, you see, some people who know events know who to get the people to do the keynotes over there, unlike the event this week, which is very smoothly moved on to, that I'll be attending, where, yes, I've been given a lesser role because apparently I'm not deemed adequate enough for my own keynote at Clarion's events.
Well, that's very true. Yeah, I thought that was an excellent segue from Ed's incompetence to the triumphant debut of IGB Live in London. And to discuss it a bit more, we touched on it last week before we went off in the usual kind of freeform jazz of this podcast. But to discuss it properly in a more focused way, we've got my colleague from Clarion Gaming, Jody Frost, joining us. Jody, welcome to Right to the Source.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Second ever guest.
Yes, yeah, you are our second ever guest.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It's dangerous allowing us to talk to real people in the industry, but we had a great first guest in Mark Flores Martin of Xgenia. So really delighted to have you here, and obviously to talk a bit more about IGB Live, because obviously it's the first time it's going to be taking place in London. Obviously, you know, as the iGaming Super Show, it's going to move to about a few different countries. But then it really kind of became, I suppose, kind of like a vital part of the industry kind of calendar from its time in Amsterdam. But now, you know, we're going to London, we're going to Excel. To kick off, it'd be good to get an idea really of what, you know, obviously I work in the digital side for the business, so I'm less across the live stuff. So it'd be good to kind of like for you to kind of like talk us and our kind of 3 to 4 listeners through, you know, the kind of like the process behind that sort of move.
Yeah, so it was a really interesting decision to kind of come to be honest. Amsterdam was hugely popular as a show, and the last year that we ran it, everyone was kind of, I suppose, very much emotionally saddened by the fact that we're moving it away from Amsterdam. Everyone loved it in the summer, going to Amsterdam and spending some time there. But the reality is there's just such a far greater number of people that live and breathe and work in the iGaming industry in London, and to not have a show where we could bring the entire industry together right in the heart of what is basically one of the biggest markets for iGaming just seems like something that the industry really wanted. And when we sort of spoke to a lot of our kind of advisors and people in the industry, they said repeatedly they really wanted somewhere in their own backyard that that we could call home. So that was really the driving force behind moving the show. Not only did we have to move our shows from London to Barcelona last year, we're also moving our sort of second biggest show from Amsterdam to London. Fortunately, we know the Excel really well, and the team are really kind of experienced now in all of the, I suppose, the changes that happen when you move a show of this sort of size and scale. So it's touch wood. It's been a seamless process so far. A few sleepless nights, but an awful lot of hard work. But we're really, really confident with where it's got to. Very, very excited. I've just been into the Excel just to sort of start to see the build going up, and like really exciting. Loads of people running around, ridiculously busy getting everything ready for tomorrow, and it's looking absolutely stunning. So very exciting.
And then what sort of numbers are you expecting?
So I think the show's been a really, really positive growth, matching the industry, as you know. Like, it's a really healthy industry and a terrifically exciting place to be. And IGB Live itself has grown about sort of 20% year on year. So we had kind of quite healthy expectations. We also knew there's some people that didn't make ICE and IGB affiliate this year that still wanted to get together. So we knew there was going to be quite a lot of particularly iGaming operators that were going to come and join us for this show. I've just had a look at the numbers before I came on here, and we're looking at around sort of 14,500 registration, which is much, much more than we've ever had before. So really, really excited. We're hoping to get up to about 15 before we go on site, and I think we're going to end up with probably a little bit north of that in terms of attendees. So yeah, super exciting. Like, really healthy growth for the show, and yeah, we're getting a lot of really, really good people coming along to sort of experience what ITV Live is and meet other people in the industry and come together.
And Jody, we were talking before the podcast started, you know, as part of our normal preparation, and you're saying that obviously ICE is its own just creature and different. You know, IGB Live, you're very, very happy about, you know, the growth you were getting there, given the IGB brand and what Robin has done in digital, and how you thought that may have hampered things by his lack of quality output this year. So fantastic numbers, really.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And, you know, I think it just kind of goes to show that, you know, but having a team of people that work across that really, really care about the industry and want to do everything we can to kind of help and support it grow. And as I say, it's great to be in an industry like this that has that sort of positive growth and that mentality, because it just brings a whole new energy to everything. And I think, you know, it's incumbent on us from a digital and a live side to really kind of support that and echo it straight back. So to sort of see the kind of numbers in growth terms, it's really, you know, percentages really, really kind of exciting. And now we're kind of getting up there for basically the second biggest show in the industry. So yeah, we're certainly very excited.
And obviously people will be coming to watch experts speaking at the conference, etc. But it'll also be nice for them to come to London and not be in the freezing cold February XL. And now we've got a kind of heat wave. I assume there's going to be networking. You're going to take advantage of the river and the general thing rather than being just stuck inside?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking out at the river at the moment, and it is just absolutely gorgeous. Like, I'm from London originally myself, and I always hold a real sort of like important part in my heart in terms of a place in a city. And like, London during the summer is just awesome. Like, it really is. Like, we've got people, you know, there's Wimbledon going on as we speak, and there's loads of really exciting things going on. There's always some activities going on with all sorts of different brands throughout the city. They're doing experiential pop-ups and stuff like that just make it such an exciting place to be. There's loads of cool experiences, like amazing restaurants, bars, so on and so forth. But I think for me this year, it really sort of came to, there was one particular thing that I was desperate to try and replicate, and people will be very familiar with the Strand Zoo that's just opposite the Rye. And that, for me, when I first joined Clarion and the industry, to be fair, that was the one moment that a lot of my colleagues were talking about, when the whole industry comes together. It's sort of like the welcome drinks or the official opening drinks that we used to have there, and it's a real moment in time where everyone sort of gets together. You know, everyone's not seen each other for a few months. You know, it's that sort of in time in the summer, and I thought we've just got to capture that. Like, if we could bottle one thing about IGB Live, that would be it. Like, that sort of like real nice, relaxed, but still around business connections and relationships, but just a really nice, relaxed way of getting together and connecting. Now, we were kind of trying to work out what to do, and I suppose really all made sense when I started speaking to the guys at XL, and they've regenerated or rejuvenated the whole dock edge down the side of the south side of itself, which has now sort of been taken over. I just had a look at it today, and it's sort of like coming on really, really nicely. But there's basically a waterfront down there where we've got a load of bars, we'll have a load of different brands operating, we'll have there's a restaurant down there that's really cool, and it's just going to have such a good vibe. It's like a kind of waterfront dock edge experience, which is really going to put a different flavour on things, and it is going to kind of really capture that moment, I think, when everyone's finished their first day and just come down, have a beer, relax, see some old friends, and just really sort of soak up the moment. But you know, if we have weather like it is today and the next couple of days as it's looking, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. It's sort of like talking 30 degrees in the sun, and it's just going to be perfect. So yeah, very excited to see how that all shapes up. Thank goodness you've got the weather.
Yeah, of course. And well, Ed has somewhere new to get pissed other than the fox now. So that's...
It's not to denigrate the fox in any way, but it's definitely an upgrade on the fox.
And also, you know, I like to keep my faculties all around, you know, when I'm at these important conferences. Not all of us just treat it like a holiday. You know, there is some work that goes on. So.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I've never been to IGB Live, so You know, I don't know what it's like. I mean, if
well,
it's just
this is so it's interesting. Right. You keep going back to the conferences, and I think you're desperate to talk again about your speaking slot, aren't you?
Yeah. So we've got a fireside chat about Brazil 6 months in, looking at some headline numbers and how to stand out. And I think with the tax increases that have been going on and a bit of uncertainty, it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, be interesting for people. But I think there's a lot of stuff as well at IGB on the lighter the LATAM and obviously global bit. I think LATAM Media Group is sponsoring some football, which I've been invited to on the Friday.
They are indeed.
I was initially promised that this was going to be at some top clear tier football club, but it turns out it's in a shopping centre on the edge of Essex. But I'm looking forward to lacing up my boots for the first time in 20 years. But no, 3:40 p.m. You should. Yeah, I'm playing. I think for Clarion, actually. So, yeah, Robin pulled out. I think it was through, I don't know, was it lack of fitness or ability or scheduling?
Also abundance of child.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I think the conference looks good in general, not just obviously my own panel.
Yeah, if that's actually... Yeah, I think that's a good segue, actually. So with the broader kind of conference programme, Jody, I mean, obviously there's a lot going on, but I mean, in terms of highlights, I mean, like, what are you looking forward to?
So there's a couple of things. I suppose this year, like the guys who pulled together our content programme have spent an awful lot of time really focusing on what are the key pain points that we want to look at. And there's some really interesting talks happening around AI and all the changes that that's going to bring and has already started bringing to the industry. So I'm always, as a eternal AI optimist and advocate, I'm always kind of keen to see where that's taking the industry and taking us all as, you know, as it starts to change the way that we live and work. But, you know, just to go back to Ed's point about the LATAM piece, you know, the number one place that a lot of our customers and our guests and delegates are really, really focused on is still how to really develop that area. And it's the most exciting area that we're really sort of putting a key focus on. So the LATAM piece, again, is really interesting. So, as Ed says, there's lots going on this year. We have certain things on the floor with the Brazil Gaming Lounge having a presence and just really sort of looks at other ways that we can support that, and certainly the regulatory landscape in the session that Ed's looking at is going to be a top one to make sure you catch.
And Jody, I know that it kind of finishes before the football on the Friday, Thursday night. The show kind of wraps up with these awards. Now, I haven't had anything through, but I'm assuming, therefore, there isn't a category for either best podcast or best data provider.
Well, I can't imagine that there wouldn't be. I mean, we've got some serious players in the area, so maybe we should have a conversation and check that the categories are right. But,
to be honest, we're not even the best gaming podcast from Clarion, so I think it'd be pretty difficult to win anything.
I think it would be kind of tough, you know, ethically to make sure. We are totally independently adjudicated, and that's something that we're really passionate about, but it may well, I don't know if it would look, the optics on that might not be quite as one would want them to be if we were giving ourselves awards for doing great work.
That is fantastic. Robin, we can now say that the reason we don't win awards is because ethically the optics wouldn't look right.
It would be
I like that.
Too
nothing
unfair,
to do with content.
Nothing to do with content ability.
No one else would have a chance, would they?
So. Yeah.
And obviously we talked a bit there about, for example, the LATAM Media Group Football Day, which will be, I'm almost regretting not getting involved in, because I'm really interested in seeing how Ed does. Sorry if you can hear my dog whining in the background. But obviously, you know, it's like with an event like IGB Live and the influx of people from the industry, from all around the world who comes in, I mean, that means there's a lot of stuff that kind of grows out of the event in terms of kind of parties, like activations. What can you kind of tell us, Jody, about, you know, what's kind of happening around the show?
So, yeah, it really, I suppose one of the key things that we've learned is that, like, IGB Live, and similarly with our shows over in Barcelona, really the show becomes a fulcrum for loads of other stuff that happens outside of it. And, you know, exactly the same way, something we really noticed was IGB Live in Amsterdam was really beginning to pick up, you know, had really great growth numbers, but was sort of picking up pace in terms of everything that happened around it. So we've sort of coined this term, as cheesy as it might sound, the London iGaming Week. So what we're already seeing is, like, from the, you know, basically starting tomorrow, we have some content pieces on tomorrow, but there's also a load of parties that are happening. A lot of our customers will be putting on parties, and a lot of our, you know, even sort of competitor shows will be putting on parties in and around the events as well, which is, you know, great. It it just means that the whole industry is, it's got a reason to all come together. So yeah, we have a few things that we're running, but largely the whole piece is, you know, we really focus on what we do well, which is running an event, right? So, so you know, for us to try and put on parties to the scale and quality that some of our customers do just wouldn't be right. We certainly wouldn't want to compete with that. But there are a number of different events going on alongside and around our event, sort of outside of it, that all of which are listed in our London Our Gaming Week calendar. So go through to the link and you'll be able to see them all on there. But there's certainly a lot of exciting stuff on. There's the Fire and Ice Party, which is happening, I believe, tomorrow night at a very well-known nightclub. Then there is also our Unwind session, which we'll be running as well, which will be on the 4th. And all the details are basically available. Plus, there's a whole host of other events going on in and around it that really kind of make this week something really, really special for the industry. So it's literally something for everyone. And even if, you know, if you're new to the industry, there's a kind of a list of things that you might want to try and get to. If you're an old hand, then you probably have too many invites that you're trying to attend anyway. But it's great to see what else is going on at the same time.
Robin, Jody committed the cardinal sin here of saying the word tomorrow night, which now means we have a timeline. So you're going to have to get the podcast out today, not next week. Yeah?
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to fit that into your schedule?
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
I'm actually even going to try and put a link into the recording to add the London Eye Gaming Week calendar. And at the end, you know, since we're wrapping up now with Ed's little challenge there, to register, because registration is obviously still open. And let's face it, IGB Live has always been one of the most fun events. You know, it was always a great, you know, kind of like, it was always great in Amsterdam, but anyone who was in Amsterdam last year will definitely agree that the halls were absolutely rammed, you know. So this way we've got more space, we've still got the weather. We don't have a Chinese restaurant in a pagoda in a canal, which is unfortunate, but London has, you know, many other great places to eat. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Cool. And there is a Chinese restaurant at the XL.
There is, yes, and it's actually not that bad. It's quite good.
I mean, in terms of marketing, I think they should use that slogan.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, that's quite the restaurant good. He's talking about, not the event.
Yes.
Go on. How would you describe the slogan for the event? Come on, Robin. We've got the branding. Is that your technical title, branding director, Jody? Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. So
okay.
Slogan for the
event. No, Robin. Robin.
No, don't get...
Come on. IGB Live slogan. Pitch it to Jody.
All right, IGB Live. Why wouldn't you? There's an element of mystique, also an element of implied threat there. What more do you want from a slogan?
Yeah, I think that speaks volumes. So yeah, there we go. We might stick with the home of the iGaming industry, though. So, yeah, see how we go.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Or combine it. IGB Live, the home of the iGaming industry. Why wouldn't you?
There we go. Perfect.
It's a bit wordy. It's a bit wordy.
A bit like this podcast is getting.
Yeah. So Ed's not so subtle there. We are coming to the end of our time. Obviously, depending on when you're listening to this, assuming it's Monday the 30th of June, I've managed to get it out in time. If not, well, the information's still relevant. Just replace tomorrow with today. And everything will still make sense. But Jody, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're on site, so really appreciate you taking the time for this. And we will see you at IGB Live.
Total pleasure. Thanks ever so much. And great to meet you guys. Thanks for having a chat.
All right. Thanks, everyone. This has been yet another episode of Right to the Source with Robin Harrison and Ed Birkin. And we will see you at XL London all week.